Blog Talk Radio.
I'm TDI. Yo, there's where it's at. There's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you log in the rush, and you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it, cause they on the phone like
Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this.
I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
So if you ain't know, you better ask somebody. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We here, baby. Holla at your girl. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't stopping. We're going to continue going and keep on prospering and doing our thing. Shout out to www.sugary11.com with the hot sweater winter collection. Let me check that out by logging on to www.strictlybump1.com. Shout out to Diverse Media Group LLC for all your marketing needs. We got a lot of people that we want to shout out here right now, all the people that's definitely been following us on Twitter. Shout out to the Retweet Crew, Columbia Princess, Future Guru 100, BFM Bitch, Ebenisha, Ashley, Miss Photographics. Everybody, man, worldwide, international, that's been going hard in the paint for the camp. We doing some music and getting it in, man. It's Thursday. This is like freaking Christmas Eve. I know y'all getting ready to put them gifts under the tree. I know y'all ready for Santa Claus and all that jazz, whatever you believe in. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, and all that other jazz. You know what I mean? Tell me where the party at. You know what I mean? That's going down. But you know, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I'm going to be going on that Twit Viz in a few. And we went in here just, you know, talking our ish. I'm about to go ahead and give y'all some music. I got some music from a Baltimore artist right here. This is 401. Shout out to the B-More area, Busy B, Hood Punishers, Bully Man, and Wordsmith. We in the building. We here.
Baltimore, Oh, King Beats, Baltimore, stand the fuck up. Let's go, nigga. Yeah.
They be stripping the love.
Whole bunch of eaters, when niggas coming missing, indicting Sheila Dixon, huh?
corrupt cops, bus shot, even your brother a plot. This a tough spot.
They be stripping the we will fire in a minute. They admire what is in us. Pray for them niggas on the clown shit. We dumping out the beamer. We're spraying out a clown dick. We them big shots. Fuck around, get shot. Better yet, pistol whip you with them flip flops. From 2.2 pounds to a ozone. From diesel kush purple to some homegrown. We them grimy. President is who seen. His scenes is even fucking with the hoop dreams. We is hope. Serving it the dope thing. We is so clean, cut and raw with codeine, y'all.
They be stripping the nuts.
Oh,
we be tripping the nuts.
Oh.
Keep on moving, keep on pushing. Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Folks and quitting, hoes and chillin'. Top hit bills, news to gorillas. All about squillers, gotta make dollars. Got a bunch of nines with a whole lot of commas. Choppers and mobsters, bosses and blocks. Purple and pills,
keep on moving, keep on pushing. Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Folks and quitting, hoes and chillin'. Top hit bills, news to gorillas. All about squillers, gotta make dollars. Dollars, got a bunch of nines with a whole lot of commas. Choppers and mobsters, bosses and blocks. Purple and pills, yeah, I'm a rock.
Bell to the halls, sack in my drawers. R.I.P. spray painted on the wall. Pills in a van, purple and scrape. Low income complex, section 8. Broke for the gate, rocks on the plate. Yell on a mirror, yeah, we all awake. Chop with a drum, clip for the gun. Police hit, everybody run. Bust it, throw away, stuck around the corner. Post in the sun, love in California. Call from the 60s, must of the main. Now strike sideways, this way, that way. Living in my heyday, brought up the bayway. Shoot out traffic, all in the broad day. Came up the hallway, mainline sales. They try to knock my hustle, but I will prevail.
Keep on moving, keep on pushing. Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Fucks you, quitting.
At the front hole, I got a half pound stuffed in the black house. That's why I smash out and blast my music. Get cashed out, smash fast with movement. I'm through the traffic. Don't call, text me. Times is drafted. I move sporadic. It's a drought on the streets, but it's flooded in my attic. And I'm far from an addict. Hungry for money. Your boy is a savage.
Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Fucks and quitting, hoes and chillin'. Got pit bulls, news to gorillas. All about squillers, gotta make dollars. Got a bunch of nines with a whole lot of commas. Choppers and mobsters, bosses and blocks. Purple and pills, yeah, I'm in a rock.
Young spot, sitting up on foes. Nothing but inside our shows. And he push a hard vibe on. He was gone for a minute, dance back online. I got that dark horse on my lock.
saying? You know what we doing. We celebrating the holidays. You know what I'm saying? You can call me right now and do that shout out and tell us basically, you know what I'm saying, what's good. You know, what do you remember in 2009 and what are you taking with you, man? We going in tonight, you know what I'm saying, on Let's Radio Online. We're going to keep on giving y'all the music, you know what I'm saying, tonight. It's Friday. I feel like I might want to go crazy. I'm crazy.
Oye, loca.
Ladies, tonight, we're going to have some fun.
Loca.
I need you to get wild.
Oye, loca.
Get loose. Get crazy.
Supporting what music really truly is, and that's just the freedom of speech. We live in the building right now, and we about to go to the phone line. We about to drop some jewels on you. What up, what up? 832, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, baby.
What's up, what's up? This is DJ Ice Mike, and I'm happy to be here in this season right now. You know what I'm saying? On Lush Online. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. That's what's happening.
That's what's up, man. I got to give my big brother some love, man. Ice Mike, man, one of the hottest online radio shows, Urban Union Radio. I mean, representing Hard Body for the, you know, Louisiana every, you know what I'm saying, and just a good person dropping that knowledge and giving people information. I remember when I first started on this Blog Talk Radio situation, you were like one of the first cats that I really got with. That, you know what I'm saying, definitely showed me mad love. You know, we've been friends ever since, man, and I got nothing but love, and I admire you and respect you, man, for real.
That goes both ways, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I definitely feel it the same, you know what I'm saying? So, actually, when you came into it, you know what I'm saying, it's like when we recognize what you were about and what you were trying to do, you know, it actually helps hip-hop. And being real to the core, you know what I'm saying? That right there shows, you know, so much about you. It's like an aura around you that success and goodness is what you're after. And if that's not what you're about, you don't associate that with that. So we offer that to people. So, you know, it was only right to connect with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like divine.
Definitely. That's real talk. So Ice Mike, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, dealing with the whole radio situation and the Blog Talk outlet. How do you feel Blog Talk has taken, you know, your radio show to the next level? How has it provided a outlet for you to give people what music and teach people about what music really is?
Well, I would love to do it 24 hours a day, but at least they allow 2 hours to actually, you know, give a show. So I figure, like, out of those 2 hours, I really got to pick the best of what I'm finding from different states and different cities or whatever of the artists, you know, the quality of the music that ain't being heard on the radio that needs to be heard, and play that for some people. And once we got to, like, 60,000 listeners or whatever, we knew we was doing the right thing. And just me being how I am and how I've been the entire time since 1984 in the rap game, you know what I mean? It's just like to give back has always paid me. So with that, it allows people to be able to approach me, you know, personally or whatever like that, to be able to speak with me personally and not just from across the stage or behind the stage or, you know what I mean, or getting through a manager or whatever. I can actually get the help I'm trying to give directly to the person. So with that, I appreciate Blog Talk Radio for that, you know.
This real talk. It definitely has given all of us an outlet to really, you know, help people in different facets and definitely give them an opportunity to give them a shine that, you know, nothing against commercial radio, but most commercial radio wouldn't offer them the opportunity that we offer them, you know.
Right. As well as what mainstream radio isn't offering is the fact that we're telling you, yes, we do believe in your music, so go copyright it. So go publish it. Go get your shit published yourself. And instead of signing a work-for-hire deal with somebody, which means that they have paid you money to own the copyright, which means, yeah, you might get $5,000 right now. It seems like you came up to let your song be on some record or whatever. But they own the rights to that. So when Gap Commercial comes out with an ad for some jeans or whatever like that 20 years from now, and your song was She Look Good in Them Jeans, and they used that shit, those people who gave you that money that one time, they still getting paid. So we're trying to educate the people as well, and that's the difference of what, you know, Lush is bringing and what Urban Union Radio is bringing and, you know, just everything. So, you know, I think that the people who follow us and actually listen all being helped. It's like we're giving them money because we give them the way to get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
radio don't do that.
And, you know, just to let people know, man, let them know, you know, the days and times and the shows, because I know y'all be vamping everything going into the new year. But let them know, you know what I'm saying, the times and the dates and everything, you know.
Our main airing times is 10 p.m. Central on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays as well. We do Get Your Game Sunday where we talk about the music industry. But at the same time, you know what I mean, definitely y'all be listening to Lush Radio Online. That way, you know what I'm saying, everything that we're saying that you need to know, stick with Lush, you know what I'm saying? And when she's not on, that's when you come bounce by us or whatever like that. But stay loyal to what it is so you can be on point and not miss on a step in your class. So with that, you know, we just appreciate all the listeners and all the rappers and want to give back. That's what's up.
Definitely. And I need you guys to definitely support Urban Union Radio. And please, I implore you to listen to their Sunday shows when they're having their classes. I mean, it's real deep. He has taught me a lot, and, you know, a lot of people can learn from his classes. I mean, it's just, you know, he's giving you a, if you don't learn from what he's saying, then I don't know what you're doing. I have no idea what you're doing, because he's definitely giving some, you know, food for thought for you guys to really learn. Like, a lot, I see a lot of people that talk. Now, me and Mike see a lot of people that talk. Some good game out there, but don't put no action behind it.
They're expecting it from you like vampires.
Definitely.
And they're working. You can tell because Blog Talk don't pay us. You know what I'm saying? So when we're playing your records and telling y'all everything or whatever like this, everybody that's out there, y'all got to be listening to Lush because she's researching for y'all. And we are researching for y'all and finding the best knowledge and the best entertainment to give y'all, you know what I'm saying? So you get more than what you're bargaining for when you're just listening, if you actually take heed, you know what I mean? As well as Lush does a lot in the community, you know what I'm saying, which is, you know, more than just going to clubs and shit like that, but different ways to help and bring organizations together where different people can use their resources to help the community. So that is very powerful in itself. Everybody, I admire Lush so much. I definitely, you know, want y'all to continue to support. Let everybody know to check into her show, and she'll let y'all know when you can check with, you know, our show or whatever like that. But definitely, this is what's up, Urban Union Radio and Lush Radio Online.
You see how you be trying to make me cry and stuff, man? I'm trying not to be emotional.
I mean, you're worth it. So, you know, I'm the type of nigga, I'm real. Tell you, if you real with it, I'm gonna tell you about what's good about you, and I'm gonna tell you what's bad about you. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen nothing bad, so fuck. That's how it sounds. It just sounds like a nigga putting you up on a pedestal, but that's the work you put in that make it sound that way. So yeah, it's all to you. God bless.
Well, you know, he can't just give me all these crazy, like, real talk. Like, this dude right here has been going hard in the paint since I met him, and he's surrounded by nothing but positivity. He's a good dude. You know what I mean? And, you know, he definitely, you know, if you are not tuning into his show, you need to, because it's real talk. They talk about some real stuff. It's not none of this crazy stuff. His show is very professional. It's produced well. It's wonderful. You know what I mean? And I need to shout out to the Glitter Show that's live in the chat room. You guys need to support them. Shout out to them. We always try to shout out all the people that support us. No matter if they don't like hip hop, you know, they might like hip hop, they might not. But the fact that they took time out their day to come and listen to what we're talking about, we try to acknowledge them, you know.
Right.
And that's what it's about. So I mean, you know, Ice Mike, you know what I'm saying, Big Bro, you know what I'm saying. The situation I'm asking you is basically from doing this show, doing your shows and everything. What have you found that has been the biggest lesson that you've learned just dealing with this industry, dealing with the radio, dealing with DJing? What have you learned in 2009?
Well, I've learned that there are more snakes out there than I thought, so I need to keep my feet in the talk. You know what I'm saying? So with that, it's just like some of these guys out here, you know what I mean, they're imposters. But I can't allow one fake person to stop me from giving it to somebody else who could be needing that knowledge and right at that point in their career where they could be about to sign a deal or about to get a DJ to really play their shit, and they don't want to come across, you know, too much because you can be over the top and miss it with a hot record or whatever like that. So I can't stop giving the knowledge out. So even the fucking haters are getting the shit. But we love the haters. Thank y'all. Peace out to all the haters, man. Merry Christmas to y'all. I surely do appreciate y'all because your envy shows us that we do the right shit. So we got to have that. If we didn't have that, we'd just be blowing smoke up people's ears or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate the fucking haters. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a good swift kick in the ass, and that's what, from us on Christmas. And, you know, I hope you enjoy that, too, that kind of shit going up your ass. But you know, the real shit, you know, the real shit has to come through, you dig? So, everybody that
yeah.
You know, when you be on Twitter, say like somebody that's on Twitter and you might have just sent me a record, or you might not even know me and I added you, I followed you instead of you following me. I ain't tripping, I follow you. And then you put somewhere, you post your music, and I go click on your music and I hear it and it's good. All right, you be tripping out because on Twitter I'm posting up, you know, check this song out. It's good, this, that, and the other. Other DJs ain't doing that shit for you. Other DJs ain't filling you up with knowledge. Other DJs ain't telling you where somebody is looking for a song to go in a movie. Somebody ain't telling you, you know, hey, these people here are still signing people to deals and shit like that, send your music over there. People ain't telling you to copyright your shit. People ain't telling you to publish your shit or whatever like that. It's not that I'm just dope. I'm trying to say, fuck me, nigga. Let me show you where yours at, because I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't where I want to be, but I'm all right. I ain't dying tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like God has blessed me. Let me bless somebody so I can see whatever blessing's going to take me all the way. You know what I'm saying? And with that, fuck, I fuck with real people, and that's it. So, to answer your question, really, I just see that Blog Talk Radio has opened up a way for me to see how to still get the information to the person that needs it without giving it up to the person that's trying to steal it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You never lied about that one. You know, since we started Blog Talk, and we've been on doing our thing, we've seen a lot of different people, you know, start their thing, fall off on Blog Talk, and, you know, some people have Blog Talk radios that don't make no sense, and you got some people that, you know, that mimic, you know, and you got some people that stay in their own lane. But either way, you know, this whole situation is about longevity and elevation. And that's what me, you know, and Ice Mike try to do our best to do for the people. No one is offering you opportunities to play your music in rotation, to support your music and go hard for your music, you know.
We provide them for. These are really the services that they should be paying for instead of the ones that they are paying for. But we're still giving it to them and giving it for them. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like if you ain't tuned into Lush Online Radio, you know what I'm saying, Lush Radio Online, you are actually missing out something that's being given to you. Like if somebody was giving out free fucking food at the corner every evening, you wouldn't have to go to the store. You know what I'm saying? But if you didn't know us, you're too stupid to stop over there, or you didn't feel like standing in a line, or some dumb shit was going to stop you from being full, you know what, though?
The other thing I was going to ask you is, being a DJ, what do you feel was, like, the worst experience you had to deal with an artist? You know, in general, you know, with all that you do to support artists, what do you feel is, like, the worst experience you had to deal with dealing with an artist?
DJ, like, taking a record from an artist or performing with an artist?
Just, you know, dealing with an artist in general, whether it's an artist presenting you with their music or an artist you perform with or anything. Just, you know, what was one of those?
Well, what I have a problem with an artist that I'm performing with is if the artist is not looking at the crowd and he's looking at rapping to me. Bitch, don't rap to me. I ain't trying to see your fucking ass. Turn your ass around and fucking give the people what they came for. You know, that's why I like niggas to be rehearsing and shit like that. But the worst experience I've had with an artist, like wanting to get a record played, a nigga sent me a record, and I was helping the nigga by telling them, hey, this shit need to be mixed over, and you need to say your rap title, as well as your backups are very loose. And when backups are loose, they need to be, you know, they're going to sound, it's going to make it sound sloppy. And by the time you try to mix it together, compress it, squeeze it down, and get it to still sound loud enough to tell that it's there, it makes it sound like it's trash. You dig? So I'm telling them all the different points that he could take a song that could be a hit, it had potential, but it was just fucked up, and it sounded like it wasn't as powerful as some songs that, you know, were weaker than it that were on a major label. So, fuck, damn, if your shit come raw off the drum machine onto the fucking CD, nigga, it should be crazy hard. But at the same time, it's not. So let me tell you this. Well, anyway, nigga tried to fake it and come back to the fucking, to the club that I was at, talking about he had redid the song, this, that, and the other, throw it in the mix. I'm like, yeah, well, tomorrow night I'm spending at this other club. I'm going to play it tomorrow night. He's like, nah, bro, look, we went and did it over at the studio so you could play it tonight, yeah. So I ran the song. The song come in weak. So boom, I take the CD out, and I say that they group don't fucking follow instructions. They group don't take constructive criticism. And I threw the fucking CD. You know what I'm saying? And niggas got mad. The bitch, you fucking my shit up. You know what I'm saying? You fucking my shit up, bitch. Get the fuck around here, fire these white folks, take your dumb ass outside and do yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? For real, though. I mean, fuck, if a nigga helping you, you can't take, I mean, if you too soft or too emotional, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't be in the rap game, because guess what? If you do get a deal and you go up there with all that dumb raw shit and thinking it's just ready straight from the house, and they tell your fucking ass, hey, that mix on that, we need somebody else to do the mix. You could love that shit, somebody else doing that mix. You could say, I wanted the word motherfucker to be right there. They're going to be like, hey, well, we're trying to market this song, that word don't need to be on the original version at all. Take that out. And fuck, you just got to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's certain shit that for business you may not even understand, but somebody is helping you. And if you're not listening, you always think you know the fucking way, bitch. A nigga gonna be drawing your fucking CD straight from the through the crowd for your fucking ass.
Hey, Mike, you real vexed on that? Hey, Mike, you was getting it in. You was really mad. You was
you know I don't like it. You know that ain't even my style. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's not. Somebody had to really piss you off because you don't never be going in like that. So
I mean, for the next, it's like this. I rock with God. So, you know, it's not that I'm so kind that I'm weak. It's just that I'm being nice to you on purpose. I'm trying to do the good thing, the blessed thing. You know, you don't tell me anything and I'm going to fuck up my show, my gig with this club, you know what I'm saying, with this crowd right here over your little fucking one song that's going to last 3 months. If it do hit, no. No, dude, you fucking it up. You fucking it up for other niggas. Some shit is good that I'm trying to play. That another DJ, if he get my job, he ain't even playing none of that shit. He playing with the radio plan. The people who already paid the bill. So you fucking up more than just me. You know what I'm saying? And they couldn't understand that. So I was on the mic. These niggas right here, they shit whack. They don't follow instructions. Up here at the fucking DJ booth asking me to play this shit. Do anybody want to hear that song again? You know what I'm saying? Nigga got mad. Fuck. Well, fuck. You brought it up here, bitch. You took the chance.
But you know what? You right about this. And you know what?
I had a microphone when you brought that wax shit up here. You knew that.
The thing about it is that we both try our hardest to help these artists, but we can't help them if they stubborn. A lot of them, for some reason, they surround themselves with yes men. And these yes men is telling these people they the hottest thing in the world. And anybody else that tell him to give them honest criticism, they think that you hating on them, and it's not, because we want you to be better. We want you to excel. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I can't, you know, destroy my credibility over your stupid song. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like real talk, if we just all started playing bullshit because of the fact, oh, because you my nigga or something, or yeah, you did. Nah, you know, that's like, we wouldn't even be honest to ourselves. You would discredit music in general for doing stuff like that. Like, I mean, I've actually have artists sent me some music, and I'm really like, what the fuck? And I'm just lost for words. There's nothing to really say out of my mouth. It's like, did this motherfucker
did you bring that idea even to the studio? Down, that's never made.
And the other thing I didn't understand is, like, these people go in the studio and keep on recording, like, they talking about they record, like, 50 million albums, but all of it is garbage. Who are you recording for? Like, I don't understand this shit, man. It's crazy.
All that comes from, you know, when people be fucked up and they don't listen. You know, if you don't listen, that's when you make yourself look like a fool. Because here you are standing in the middle of a club with about 600 people looking at your ass get clowned on the mic, or listening to you on the radio get clowned on the radio or whatever. Because, you know what I mean, we got to say what it is if it ain't us. If we told you and you trying to force your way with that whack-ass shit. If you go with a different radio station, and they just tell you, no, this ain't a song we had, and don't give you a reason or nothing, then, yeah, they playing you. But if a nigga tell you, hey, that's a tight song, bro, but you need to really get it mixed right, bro, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, it's not powerful enough for the shit, you dig? A nigga can, you know, you can go back and get your shit tight for real. Don't come for our fucking shit. Yeah,
I mean,
bro, we read this.
I mean, the thing about it, I mean, We understand that a lot of songs, we already know a lot of songs get played on the radio off of payola. If they had bread and they want you to play that crap, if they had bread, but some DJs like us, we have an integrity situation. Like we not going to play this stuff. We might send it out to get honest feedback so you could tell that you don't be like, oh, yo, well, you just saying that because you hate it. No, we send it out to mad people from other than your state. And they giving us feedback telling us that your shit sucks. So, you know, what does that tell you?
Then another thing, when it is the right reason to pay a DJ or somebody to play your music or whatever like that, you know, when the nigga do take the money or whatever like that about it, if it's not a good song, you know, that money is given back to you. If y'all out there fucking with anybody that didn't do that and didn't play your song, then you got a snake. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, it's what you pay for. When you go to a record pool and you pay into a record pool, your fucking music could be going to DJs all across the world, across other seas, I mean other countries and shit like this. You know what I'm saying? All kind of shit. But if you just paying a nigga like, man, I'm in a club tonight, I want to play my song, I'm going to give him $100. Or I'm going to give him a drink and I'm going to give him this, that, and the other. Man, you're going to wear yourself through. You know what I'm saying? You gonna fuck yourself up because what you spending money on is this nigga light bill. You ain't spending money on your record.
Well,
and if he's stupid enough to play it, he's a whack DJ anyway, because a real DJ ain't gonna play something on the gig at this time that he never heard before. You gotta hear that shit at home or something first. You know what I'm saying? Y'all artists out there, don't waste your time. Do your shit right. If it's taking time to get it right, be patient and do it right. Because otherwise, trust me, you're fucking yourself.
Yeah, definitely. You know, shout out to Haiti Blues. You know what I'm saying? That's in the chat room and stuff. Much love, Haiti Blues. I'm in here with Haiti. Yeah, we sitting here going in talking about the music industry and what we learned in 2009 and just in dealing with artists in general. My main thing, like, sometimes with the artists is, like, why do sometimes they feel like we owe them something? What do we owe them? We're doing them a favor, but yet they feel like we owe them, and they talk to us as if, you know, like we're supposed to be their servant or something. When is this consciousness come from?
The entire rap game is so young right now that the people at the major radio stations that they have to deal with and the stories that they've heard from different people about radio, you know, when they bump into people who are actually trying to help, they aren't actually coming with an open mindset that, hey, these are different people. You know what I'm saying? They're coming with just the mindset that, oh, these radio motherfuckers don't never won't give a nigga no play, no shine, no nothing like this or whatever, not even considering the fact that, hey, you might just be whack.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Or maybe you just can't wait. Maybe we wasn't going to play it, and it take till we have another show to upload your shit and play it. But here you calling with this dumbass attitude, bitch, that's why it never got played.
I'm gonna let y'all know Ice Mike is he used profanity, but he don't use it as much as he's doing today. Why? Because he's really vexed. We really vexed. Like, it's enough is enough. It's a lot of nonsense out here that really needs to be recognized and put on the table and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes from producers to artists to promoters and all. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole chain of nonsense that's going on in this game. And, you know, real recognize real.
Everybody's crying about how, you know, what's wrong with hip-hop and nobody's doing nothing to fix it. And everybody wants somebody to babysit them and hold their hand. They don't want to spend one thin dollar on themselves, you know what I'm saying, but is looking for somebody who will spend the world on them so they could be on TV and in magazines and this, that, and the other. Man, you got to get your own act together first before somebody will believe enough to invest in you, you know, and it's just that simple because otherwise, you know, the work that we're putting in right now, Lush, you and I, is kind of like, and Chef D. Mar is kind of like Rosa Parks in them or something, you know what I'm saying, because the niggas who do need it and the niggas who do want it and the niggas who will use it and will get it, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be just a few of them. You know what I'm saying? But the trip part is we're giving it out to everybody. It's like the books at school. They got everything that you need in it to pass. But if you ain't going and you ain't opening the book, you know, at least just enough to get a C, you ain't passing. You're going to be there looking at the same dumb book that you ain't opening next year.
Yeah, and that's real talk. And for y'all just joining us right now, we're just talking about the real shit that's going on, you know, in the industry in general. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. The same crap goes in every industry. But I think it's the most nonsense goes on in the genre that we call hip-hop. The genre that we call hip-hop that we love so much and we grew up on, but it's just been so watered down and corrupted. And, you know, you never know who's who nowadays, man. Everybody's like a wolf in sheep clothing. And also, we also doing open mic today. So if you're a poet or you an MC and you want to spit your stuff tonight, come through. You know what I'm saying? If you want to let out some anger, let's get it in tonight. Tonight is the night, man. We in the building with DJ Ice Mike, one of the hottest online radio hosts in the building, Urban Union Radio. We in the building. Oh, man. So, bro, right, this is the thing, right? This is another thing, right? Going into 2010, what do you advise some of these artists to do? What do you take with you from 2009 into 2010?
Use your brand better. Don't everything that you're doing with maybe your group name or something like that, you know, if you got a Twitter or something like that, you will want to separate your personal one from your band name or your brand name, because this way when you're saying different little shit about who you feel like sleeping with or who you know, you're just going to the store or whatever like that, all that little kind of stuff right there is your personal little stuff. And don't go against you know, anybody who may feel differently toward you because they don't do what you're about to go through. You might have persons who buy every record you put out, but every time you say, I'm about to go get some weed, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to say that because they might feel like, damn, I don't smoke, but he always saying that. And I always, even if you rap about weed in your records, if they say, like, damn, I always skip his weed songs, but I like this nigga and I buy all his records. But on the Twitter, you saying this all the time, hey, look, they're not trying to follow that part of you or whatever, right? Well, that's because you're tarnishing your brand. Now, you as a regular person out there, you could be hollering at females and everything or hollering at, you know, the opposite sex or whatever like that, doing whatever you do or telling jokes or whatever personally. But don't destroy your brand in the process of trying to look cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You want to be as close to a pop artist as possible, which means what you sell to people who buy of different genres. If somebody who likes country only buys country, but they like Soulja Boy record, you know, it's a pop record now when they go buy it. So you want to be selling to as many people as you can, and the different things about you may not fit with everyone. Brand yourself better in 2010 and watch money come to you, because you're going to be just looking like nothing but a product. Everything about that product is perfect. Everything about that product is good. Everything about that product does not go against anyone who spend money on it. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. Think about it.
And that's true, man. Not to cut you off, Big, but we got a, I think we got a poet on the line. Caller from the 954. You're live in the building with DJ Ice Mike and your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. We here. You got a piece for us today?
Greetings, greetings from South Florida. This is Haiti Blues. What's going on, hey. DJ Ice Mike? God is Lush Lush.
What's
the deal?
What's up, fam?
What's up?
I'm great. I'm great. It's been a minute since I've been on your show, man. It's good to see that you're still doing your thing.
Hey, you know, the grind don't never stop, man. Hey, the grind don't never stop. Man, tell the people, you know what I'm saying, basically what your style of poetry is and, you know, where they can get at you, and then, you know, give us a hot piece, man.
Actually, I'm a veteran spoken word artist. I just never put any product out, so for the 2010, or some other artists say the 2010, you know what I'm saying, I'll be dropping my debut spoken word project. It's a mixtape. It's called Jesus Returns. G-apostrophe-Z, Us Returns. Jesus Returns. The Goddess Within Us Returns. And that's the Year Degree at Spoken Word mixtape compilation featuring over 50 spoken word artists, musicians, drummers, MCs, vocalists. If you want to be in touch with me, you can go to www.myspace.com/HAITIBLUEZFOOD. You can add me as a Facebook, on Facebook as a fan, and that's HAITIBLUEZ. So you can link me up that way. And just to give you a little sample of what I bring, I'm going to go ahead and drop a piece, and then you know what I bring, everybody else will be bringing it just like that too. So I'm going to drop a piece called Young, Black, and Gifted. We are young, black, and gifted. Gifted, gifted, 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 we are visions of the century. We are young, black, and gifted. Through the years of our continuous movement for improvement, our people have been tested, yet our spirit still carries on. We get lifted to our natural elements in time. The proper combinations will be sifted for victory, not just for you and me, but for all of those who truly understand and comprehend the concepts of freedom and liberty. We must be patient, yet fluent in in chronicity. There are times for aggression. There are times to be complacent. There are times to be self-defensive. That's a natural reaction of every living thing. The right of every human being to get up and fight. Although things have seemed to have gotten better, we suffer from a lack of our ancestral education and information. Through the illusions of inclusion, everything is far from right. We must end our addictions to personal negligence and self-hatred, and we learn to respect each other and become morally tight. It is our own African-centered family values that's been heavily missing in our lives. That's why we are ill in the first place. Yes, we must rebuild, but we have to do it the smart way. Let's give up our individualistic attitudes and be about our communities. We have to choose in the opportunities. Once we get back to the original village concept of committed unity, we'll quickly start to benefit from our actions of due diligence so fruitfully. We have the intelligence and the eloquence, the creativity, and ingenuity. It's all within you. It's all within me. We have the intuition and determination. Our ancestors' survival is great means for celebration. It was more than just a dream. It is a victory that our black African ancestors survived the African Holocaust, the Ma'afa called slavery. Yet we still keep falling for their trickery. Let's keep it real. Before Dr. King passed, he said that he felt like he sent his people to a burning house. Maybe he realized that his people should have been going another route to have their destinies fulfilled.
Wow.
Whether disorganized or unified, we keeps it moving forward. Still, even with all of the confusion, our creative ancestral God forces makes ways for us to prevail, for things to work out. Without a doubt, we must resound, be black, and be proud of our phenomenal black African ancestors' brilliancy, resiliency, despite what the haters say. Hate on haters! Our survival is a major victory. We must get back to our original form and uphold our great identities that map the stems of human history. That's what we must reclaim. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. And through it all, we still thrive. Through our beautiful children, our African experiences, traditions, and legacies will be kept alive. We become immortalized in our ancestors' eyes. Recognize our mental illnesses from the inside, like cultural AIDS, like Dr. Marumba Anise states. Dr. Joy Leary says, we had a syndrome with a post-traumatic sleeve. Dr. Ray Hagen says, our dedication to ignorance and paralysis of analysis plays a major significance. It is Dr. Bobby Wright that coined the term menticide, a.k.a.
Thanks, man.
That nigga cold.
What? What you say, Mike?
That nigga cold.
Yeah, he's cold, man.
An inner peace, whether we like it or not, we will see what our beautiful black African ancestors have left for us. We are the sole controllers.
Yo, he was still gone, dog.
Be about change. The time is now. To get up and stand up, or else we'll be labeled another lost breeze.
Man,
he's alone, but he is colder.
He
first time and space. Let's give up. Let's stand up and stop acting right now. Let's give up and.
Man, that was different. That was different. You was going in, man. That was an interesting.
It was long, but it was dope.
Yeah,
this is a little sample. You know what I'm saying? Just a little sample. You know. Well, we've been with spoken word, right? With spoken word, right? We got this thing like where we think that spoken word, because you see the slams and stuff like that, which have a time limit, and then you got the radio tells you with music. Back in the days, we had music that just rode out for however long, you know what I'm saying? But now a lot of people, when they listen, they think, oh, a poem is supposed to be this long. No, it's really about what the artist is saying, because you're going in to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what I'm saying? We're not killing that at all. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely dope, and we understand why it's that long. But as a preview, you know what I'm saying, to hear it, we were just saying, man, we didn't know when it was going to end, or on the accents that you were doing. We didn't know if certain parts was, and then you would come right back.
Oh, yeah, this is my style. This is my style, you know what I'm saying? And actually, I didn't. I cut it short, you know what I'm saying? I was pretty much done, but I just, I had cut it at that point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I do poetic stories and poetry, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a Jagna Griot, so I do the storytelling aspect, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what we as spoken word artists, you know what I'm saying, poets.
The way that you was flowing with it, you could tell that you're a veteran with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, give thanks. Give thanks, man. You know? Give thanks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, he definitely be part of the whole movement with, like, Supreme Entertainment and all the poetry situations, Speak Your Peace Cafe, and all the cast is definitely out there doing their thing on Vlog Talk Radio and Son of Man and Lady Flavor doing their thing. So he definitely does his thing on there. No, I'm saying that the piece is good. It has some good key points to it. It's just, you know, in regards to, like, you know, a snippet, you know, for us is like, you know, I just didn't expect it to be that long. But, I mean, I like the concept and the content. You know, everybody's poetry style is different. Not every poet rhymes. Not every poet, you know what I'm saying, is short. Not every poet, you know what I'm saying, does it long. Is everybody has a different style. Some people sing all through their situation. I mean, but it was nice, though. You know what I mean? It was definitely nice. It was definitely a nice piece, man. And I know you got all kinds of different varieties. You said you got a mixtape situation going on, or some of you
about
to
start? Yeah, I got a mixtape, you know what I'm saying, featuring, you know, the debut of some of my stuff, because I never, like, laid my stuff down. So, you know, that's going to be my official little something, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of artists on there, you know, like, yeah, Talon Macy, Abyss, Son of Man is on there, Georgia Me, Haru, Joshua Sarah, Khalil Sadiq, just enough spoken word artists, different styles, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to get a variety, and it's, you know, something that we need, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, I feel, in my opinion, with all the stuff on music-wise, it's spoken word's turn to be that next thing. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's just my opinion of what I see. You know, so.
That's what it is.
Spoken word, to me, I feel like that's like DJing. You know, that's like an art that's out of the roots, out of the black roots. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's for that, you know what I mean? It's just that somebody got to come forth and push it, like, you know, to the mainstream, like, not really to the mainstream, but I mean, out there more where people can see it, more people can reach it, you know what I'm saying?
Mhm. Mhm. I mean, spoken word, it's catching on, and a lot of people, you know, you have shows like the Teen Poetry Slam, you have Brave New Voices, you had Deaf Poetry Jam, you had the movie Slam and Love Jones that gave exposure to spoken word, but really spoken word is the oral tradition, the African oral tradition, you know what I'm saying? Where, as an African people, you know, the word has always been around, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And really even the lyrics of the raps and the songs that we write, that's all spoken word before it becomes, you know, music or whatever.
And that's definitely true. This is a personal thing for me. It's kind of weird because I am African. When most African Americans use the statement, it's us as African people, when they make that statement, it's kind of weird to me because I am African. I was born in Nigeria, so it's kind of weird to me when people make statements like that.
A lot of Africans in America do not identify with Africa. You know, just because of miseducation and, you know, I mean, that's the one part of us. We know how to do some America, but when we take the time to do some Africa, what? Yo, it's a totally different story, man, you know, because Africa got all the resources. And, you know, when you understand that you the resource, you know what I'm saying,
right.
You just got to tap into your culture and what you have inside of you already. Yo, it's a beautiful
thing. The whole thing with that, though, like, being of the descent, it's like being here in America, first of all, you know, it's not like when you're born that you have a choice. And when you're taught that, you know, you're free and this, that, and the other, you still feel one thing. I know I'm connected to a place that I've never seen before. And this place is what I've been given, but I'm representing where I come from as many ways as I know. And the trip is, it's in the blood. The blood is what carries the rhythm. Right. When we beating on the drums or beating on the bongos or beating on the turntables or whatever it was, it's in the blood. That's why, you know, people from, like, Europe and all that, the Caucasians and all that who are here in America as well, you know what I mean, it's kind of, like, twisted because when the African comes here, he think we ran away from home. Y'all treat us like we ran away from home. Nah, nobody ain't come get us. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of confusion, too, with Africans in Africa, you know.
I'm going to tell you what the stereotype is, because I am African. I was born in. Same thing that you guys have been brainwashed to. When they show y'all them pictures of these people up there starving and they skinny like Somalians, they got flies all over them and stuff, that's the mindset that most African Americans have, that all the people is suffering over there and this, that, and third. Why? Because they never been to Africa. And like Chris Brown said, and other artists that's traveled over there, you got the ghetto part and you got the city part. You got the nice parts and the good part, but they choose to show the bad part. So when Africans come here, you're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Y'all suffering this, that, and the third, but, you know, you don't know the story. Just like when you're in Africa, a lot of the Caucasian people that have traveled over there have told us, the African-American people, you know what I'm saying? When you go to African-American people, you know, they're lazy. They don't take advantage of their resources and stuff like that, and you know what I mean, they don't value their education and blah blah blah, you know what I mean? And I mean, not to say that all, but there are some that are lazy and like to just sit on the block or just sit in their grandmother's house and don't want to do nothing for themselves. But that's not everybody. But you won't know that stereotype until you're here. When I came here from Africa, I had that in my mindset. But until I started meeting different people and, you know, being in the military and seeing different people and reading, I mean, I noticed that things aren't the same. You have to break that stereotype, you know, that people have in their mindset. But also the thing is, us as black people in general, we need to stop fighting each other. We fighting each other, and there's a lot of racism. I dealt with a lot of racism from African Americans, you know, when I came here, you know, as a youth. So, you know, I had a lot of pain and anger towards African American people until I started working with them and dealing with them and to overcome the ignorance, you know, that was basically polluted in a lot of people's minds. And we can't help people if they don't know no better. You know?
That's right. Me myself too, a Haitian background. You know what I'm saying? My family is from Haiti. So, you know, we were... You know, if any of y'all don't know, Haiti is the first independent republic in the Western Hemisphere, 1804. January 1st, 1804 is our date of independence, you know what I'm saying? And we've done great and many things to assist here in the U.S. You know, we helped the U.S. We sent troops during our own revolution to help defeat the British in 1779. The city of Chicago is named after a Haitian man. Because we won the independence, the Louisiana Purchase was able to be sold from France to the U.S., you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that Haitians have done, you know what I'm saying? And it's educating ourselves, because as African people, black people, whatever we want to call ourselves, we are the original people, mothers and fathers of civilization on the planet, not just in Africa. We had Africans throughout the entire world, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
In Europe, we are the first Europeans, the first Asians. We were the first people in North America, you know? We got giant 6 foot.
We were the first people on the planet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We were the first ones here. So, you know, we all over. And when we take the time to do our research and really cherish and value, we don't value ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
That's
what we see with the self-hatred. You know what I'm saying? When we take the time to value ourselves and our cultures and everything that we have to offer, you know what I'm saying? Then we will truly see. the richness and the beauty,
right.
You know what I'm saying, of being the divine people, you know what I'm saying, by nature, man, you know what I'm saying. Africa and the Kemetic, the ancient Egyptians are black, you know what I'm saying. But the Egyptian name is the invader name, but the ancient Kemetians, the Kemetics, the Kamu, you know what I'm saying, in the Kemetic tongue, Af equals the flesh, Ra equals the sun and the light, Ka equals the spirit. When you translate that, that translates into divine spiritual beings of light having a human experience. And I'm sure, therefore, we are African, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure a lot of us brothers and sisters can relate to that, because just by nature, we are spiritual people.
Yes, it's in our nature. We're in our nature, and see, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people think the reason why the person, the black man's will and strength to not give up and the determination comes from a long bloodline of people, you know what I'm saying, starting from Africa. And it never, even some people call, some people have this, I have a man who has a theory. He says the black man is the watered-down version of the African, and the African-American is the true African-American, right? And he says, and I'm like this, basically, even if it's watered down, the traits and the values still are instilled, even if you don't want to believe it, because you got a lot of people that deny it and stuff. The will to survive, the will to, you know what I'm saying, you know, keep going no matter what, making a dollar out of 15 cents, you know, that's something that we have been blessed with for years, to be able to create something out of nothing. We have always been a creative people, you know, in general, you know, and even with the thoughts that we share right now, it also applies with this music industry and all that we're doing. You know, it's like we don't value ourselves. How could we like take our culture, which was hip hop, and allowed it to be corrupt like this? How could we allow it to be corrupted like this? Just like
you see these descriptors to pimp it like this.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we
just
allowed it. You know what I'm saying? I think we're still suffering from as a people that suffered mental trauma, mental genocide, menticide, as Dr. Bobby Wright coined the term, post-traumatic slave syndrome, as Dr. Joy Leary DeGruy, who wrote a book about that. We have these mental and psychological conditions that deal with our self-esteem from just the effects of slavery, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't just the slavery over here from the European, the transatlantic slave trade. You had the first slave trade, which was the Arab slave trade, which affected us first. That's why you have so many Arabized Africans in Africa, you know what I'm saying, because Islam and was being passed around. And then shortly after that, the European slave trade came along. And, you know, when you have hundreds and hundreds of years of that going on, you know what I'm saying, and the best of your people are being drawn out, and they're taken, and they were brought here. The people that came here, they were skilled people, you know what I'm saying? And and there were already indigenous people here, black indigenous people here already, you know what I'm saying, in North America.
We already had Native Americans, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody tell me they ain't black.
Yeah, the indigenous Native Americans were us, you know what I'm saying? And because we don't do our research and we don't know our history, we're in the age of information. We have things right at our fingertips right now, you know what I'm saying? Or you can go to the library. You know, there's many things that you can do. If you don't like to read, you can listen to some audio, you know what I'm saying? You can go on YouTube or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you like to read, you can go to the library. There's plenty of different ways to learn.
Acquire the knowledge.
Exactly.
Let me ask you something, player.
With all
this that you've known and everything that you've read up on, what have you learned in 2009 that you're basically going to take with you into 2010?
What have I learned in 2009? Take it 2010. I mean, know yourself. You know what I'm saying? Know your African self, man. Stop bullshitting, man. You know what I'm saying? Because when we take the time to really look at it, you'll see that all these family, we the only ones that got family. Everybody got family issues, but nobody got family issues like we got family issues. Because we got to deal with some bullshit every fucking day. Arguing over some stupid shit, man. It's just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? And that just goes to the level of the self-hatred and the disrespect that we have for each other. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to use the word love because that's not our word.
Can I ask you a question real quick? I got this theory. And Haiti, listen to this real quick. This is my theory, right, about creation. If they say that we as a black people were the first people, and science proves it with all these, you know, these bones and everything and basically all this archaeology, right, and they prove that Africa was the birthplace of man, right?
Yes.
All right, and all these people basically, like, you know, at one time they said all the, you know, with the shifting of the masses and stuff, like with continents and everything, people were able to be mobile by foot. Well, who's to say that they weren't advanced? I mean, they could have been more advanced than what we thought they were, and they could have had, you know, had ships or whatever. I mean, you got to explain, how did the Native Americans, how were they already over here, you know? In North America, right? So this is my theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all talk about that, you know, if we are the first people, and from the first people, they have to be descendants of the first people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we saying that basically people that we call Caucasian, Anglo-Saxons, due to the fact of the melanin and the pigment change due to the able to adapt to climate situations, couldn't the climate situation or the pigment or melanin cause the fact that our descendants, who are quote-unquote white people, you know, lost their pigmentation due to the fact of, you know, being able to adapt? And they're really our brothers and sisters. They're just the younger descendants of us.
Whatever it is like this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's on the planet is all niggas. And the trip part about it is we are the people from the heavens.
That's right.
Way back in
the cosmos.
In, you know what I'm saying? When the spirits came to from the word and to the actual flesh and to actual being of Adam, the first man.
Yeah.
Black. So if that's the thing, our white people is our brothers and our sisters too. We only defending ourselves really with all this attitude and race separation and all this other shit. But it's when you psychologically make that turn into hate that it becomes a separation that's so deep that you can't have a true friend of a different color or something or a different religion because you're blinded by something that is their connection with God.
God is the
only person in control of where you are going to be. You know, you could have been born from a mother's egg that was a mother who was in Persia or in Beirut or America. Damn well. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how you're going to be born. You don't fill out a chart to say, I want to be black shit. Brother. I want rhythm and shit.
The brainwashing... from, you know, the biggest mafia there is, which is government and the Catholic Church. The biggest mafia ever that brainwashed people to believe that they need to separate due to religion and due to the fact of the shade of the color or wealth or, you know, what your status is because of the biggest mafia there is, the Catholic Church and, quote-unquote, what we state is government. And until the American people or people all over the world realize what is really going on, we're going to constantly be constant slaves, you know, basically common day slaves mentally. Because
right.
The
mentality has left. All trickery because, you see, the thing is, if the majority, even in America, the majority is actually black. They don't want you to know that. That's why they don't send the census to our hood. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. But if the first man was black, you know that the multiples of people are going to be majority black because that's where it started out at. Okay,
right.
Well, whatever the purpose is that's a few on certain continent or whatever, however the reason that they became white or whatever like that, if you're mad about that, I don't know what the problem is. If you feel like you got to make yourself superior and you got to make it where, okay, we're going to go to a whole other land where nobody at, so we could take that from some people and just own that thing and start our own civilization. And when you want to drive a car, you got to come to us to get it. When you need a birth certificate, you got to come to us to get it. And when you, man, we really knew that, man, we got more niggas than them. You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck that. Come get your driver's license over here by my cousin house. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of shit that they couldn't keep their own fucking organization strong.
Mike. But Mike, if we say everybody niggas for real, if they are all black, really, you know, white people are really black. It's just they know that, but they don't want to reveal that. And they knew that when they brought the Africans over here, they knew that these people were descended. Like, and honestly, like I have nothing to get. I love all people, but listen to this. Back in the day, a long time ago, when the Egyptians was coming up and the Greeks. They always talked about how the Egyptians would shower themselves and stuff like that. But if you look at most of the old films and stuff, they were living in filth. That's why they had a lot of the bubonic plagues and all kinds of stuff, because they were living in filth.
They don't want us. If we knew
well,
that
we were always a civilized. What we got to understand is we was all a civilized people. You know, when we take the time to learn our story and get it from our own black African perspective, you know what I'm saying, we will get the true understanding of who we are, because we didn't chart the stars. We don't have pyramids aligned with the stars for no reason. You know what I'm saying? As on earth as it is in heaven. It wasn't no slaves that built no pyramids. It was us. We did that because we were master builders, and that's what we wanted to do. You know,
we're creators in the image of God. That's what we is.
Exactly. We've been taught to look for God. Well, that's a Greek word. That's another term that we can deal with, but we'll use that for now. We've been taught to look for God outside of ourselves, you know what I'm saying? When the goddess has always been within. When you look in the mirror, you know what I'm saying, you're looking at God. When you're looking at your brother and sisters,
You born of his flesh. You born in the image of him.
Yeah, and it depends on how you some
all
of us
are actually
some
born
of
a thought of a word. You know what I'm saying? So as a thought of a word, the God that's in you, the part of all goodness, that is the God. Anything you believe in and set your mind toward, you know what I mean, of the Godhead is something entirely different, but it's over what's in you. And you're right, people be looking all into the sky and stuff like this, oh God, please help this and help that, or whatever, instead of looking within for that knowing.
And the reason they do that is because, you know, we're following, if we're a spiritual people, right, and that's what we had before.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone came along and said, convert to this or die, then we have to ask ourselves as a people, what happened to us, you know what I'm saying, why we don't practice our original spiritual ways, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For me, you know, as being a Haitian, right, you know, in Haiti, you know, we do voodoo, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what we did in order to get our independence. And voodoo simply means spirit. It's African spirituality, you know what I'm saying? But they're telling you that your spirituality, like there's also Yoruba, Palo, a whole bunch of spiritualities, but they're telling you that your stuff is evil, is pagan, is this and that, because they don't want you to tap into that. When in essence, all of that is just dealing with nature, you know what I'm saying? Because we are children of nature, we're children of the sun, you know what I'm saying? But we're getting told, and we're following what other people have told us, and I don't agree with, like, you know, everybody coming from us, you know what I'm saying? Because there are several theories about that, because everybody is not of nature, you know what I'm saying? You got children of nature, and then you got those that are against nature. And
that's true. That's
and
true.
There's always those that are against nature. They're always fighting nature, man. Whether it's fighting the air, whether it's fighting the sunlight, whether it's they're always fighting nature. They can't just go along with the flow and just be like, they're the ones that's destroying the planet right now.
One of my friends stated to me, shout out to Runner C, he said that there's a connection between black people and the earth. And the more of our people dying, the more the earth dies. And we have a connection to it. And
yeah,
I was like,
there's a connection. You know, all the elements of the universe are within our bodies, you know what I'm saying? Because we are carbon-based beings. We're not carbon copies. We're carbon-based. We're the original, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as carbon-based beings, as the original, you know, we have the darker, the higher content of melanin, you know what I'm saying? Melanin is the dark matter of space. Space is pretty much made out of, 85% melanin, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what melanin is like. All right, for example, you got for photosynthesis for plants, the cousin of melanin is chlorophyll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For us, it's melanin. That's why we're able to fly from free throw lines and build pyramids, you know what I'm saying? Because that's who we are, you know, by nature. It's not like we trying to brag or anything like that, but that's just how we get down, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we've been detached from identifying with those innate properties that we have within ourselves, and that's why spirituality was separated from.
Yeah.
It was separated.
But that's why they don't want us to know, because that's the thing.
Yeah.
Forget what they want. It's up to what we want, and when we take
it's shown, and what you're talking about that has been taught that people, and she's saying that we've been brainwashed. The whole thing is like the internet and the TV and all this other crazy shit.
The brainwash, man. Brainwash.
No, we have. You know what I'm saying? And also.
See, this is the thing, right? Even with the, you know, I was going into the Muslim culture, right? But I'll go to church and stuff like that, but I'm a spiritual person. I cannot identify with religion. Religion is basically man-made. There was no such thing as religion. If you go back years and years ago, there was no word uttered created religion. That's something that's created by man. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing natural. That's something created by man. Spirituality was something that was natural. Everybody was spiritual in their own way.
And the spiritual systems, on the real, the spiritual systems, they all tie into the black woman, because in essence, the black woman is God. You know what I'm saying? Because she's the feminine energies in nature is what creates. You know what I'm saying? We came through the womb. The womb is like the microcosm. You know what I'm saying? We came out of the triple darkness of the womb. In space, that's the macrocosm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why the black woman had to be disconnected from her actual, and just women in general had to be disconnected from her understanding of her being the earth and the moon and all the elements and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean,
Trinity.
I mean, and that's true. That's true in a sense. Well, that's why the whole reason why you get the breaking down of the families, you get the breaking down of the cultures, and you got these children running around like they lost, and you got a society running around like they lost. You got a society that's brainwashed and filled with a lot of propaganda and living a systematic life, not being aware of what's surrounding them right now. Like right now, we are in the brink of the end. Like we're in the brink of a time where, you know, the world is so corrupt and it's filled with a lot of nonsense. And if we don't wake up to realize what's going on, then we're basically lost. We have a future of children that don't even know how to read. We got a future of children that know how to get on MySpace and all this kind of stuff, but can't read words.
We do.
You know, it's like
we
got a lot of issues, but the thing about it, we know that and we understand that and we complain about it every day, but what the fuck are we doing to change the shit? That's the fucking problem.
Well, you being here right now, doing what you do, you know what I'm saying, not tolerating the just like how you was talking about, the whackness in the music and the stuff like that, the lack of quality, you know what I'm saying, as being a DJ, as being someone that puts that music out, you know, you're not dealing with that kind of whackness no more. And for you, you're going to bring nothing but quality, you know what I'm saying? And there's other DJs and other people that are pretty much doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And artists as well.
So each one,
you know,
one is playing the part, making a bit.
Exactly. Everybody got a position and a role to play, you know what I'm saying? And when you realize who you are, understand what your purpose is, you know, you just fulfill do what you're here to do, you know what I'm saying? We are all here to be divine beings and do great things. And also, you know, in terms of the whole being lost in 2012, you know what I'm saying? If we understood our history too, you know what I'm saying? We understand that our ancestors didn't chart the stars and align with pyramids for no reason, perfectly aligned. You know, our ancient Kemetic ancestors, they told us, they're like, look, y'all gonna fall asleep for a long time. Y'all gonna have amnesia. Y'all ain't gonna know what's going on. Y'all gonna be fighting each other, this. You know what I'm saying? But there's gonna be a point in time that you're just gonna wake the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And when we understand that how we are connected by nature and this shift that's occurring, there's we're ushering the age of Aquarius. We're in the age of Aquarius, actually, which is a cosmic shift of energy, because we are made divine beings. We're made out of energy, and we're having a human experience. And energy can't be created nor destroyed. It only transforms. So we're going to transform by nature from that negative way of thinking and acting and doing into a higher level of being. You know,
you know what? When you're talking about that, shout out to James Cameron for creating Avatar. In that movie, I mean, some people can read it into different ways, but what we're talking about, it kind of like, you know, describes what we're talking about a little bit. You have some natives of a place, right, that have adapted to the culture and everything, and they are in tune with nature. And you got people, soldiers and people, that are basically, they want to strip these people from their land and the nature, and they're a bond between nature and everything, and corrupt them, right, to live their ways and force them to be their ways. And if you notice, the natives, which would not be, you know, you could almost say it was almost like you know, this whole slave trade situation. Like, you got
people coming and
invading into their land, and the Nabi was so in tune with the nature, even by killing an animal or anything, it was all in regards to the balance of nature. Every animal was connected to each other. Every plant, everything was connected to the human being. And I mean, it was a great movie. I gotta say that Avatar is definitely a wonderful movie. It might have a hit. I think it has a hidden message in between it. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of these movies definitely do. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, with everything that's going on with the shift. You know what I'm saying? We gotta understand too, as children of nature, as beings of nature. When Kemet, when Egypt ruled, when we built up all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, our ancestors built it up that way because they knew that we were going to fall asleep. So when we can go back, you can go to Mexico, and you can go see the 6 to 9 foot giant African heads of black men's faces, you know what I'm saying, and see the pyramids that are there. The Olmecs are there before the Mayans, before the Incas, before the Aztecs. They're the original people, and they came there on a boat, you know what I'm saying, because they have Nubian war helmets on, you know what I'm saying?
And
exactly, you know what I'm saying? And our people, we came out of the womb of the Nile River, from the foothills of the mountains of the moon. You know, everything interconnects with everything. It interconnects especially with you as the black woman. And, you know, so when we understand our place in the space and time of where we're at in nature, in nature, you go through cycles. Right now, we're in winter. So pretty much as a people, you can say that we're in winter. Yet with this shift that's occurring throughout the universe, we are slowly going to go back to spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go back to summer.
Which is definitely true.
So when we understand, like, you know, ourselves and our arts and our sciences, you know what I'm saying, to its truest extent and its fullest capacity, it will all make better sense, and we'll understand better. You know, first of all, we do have to get rid of the religions, because the religion
was the worst thing they created in the world, religion.
Yeah, it was created
religion.
For a purpose, though, you know what I'm
religion,
saying?
Divide and conquer.
Exactly.
Religion.
And look at our family, you know what I'm saying? My people's from Haiti,
law.
But we...
Go ahead, Mike.
Not to cut you off, but at the same time, I have a special message about to walk in. This is
definitely
interesting, and I'm going to go back into the archives and listen to it so y'all continue with the conversation. But I wanted to say thanks for you, brother. It was good to meet you, as well as thank you much for having me on the show. It was great to be here as well. You know what I mean?
No doubt, brother Mike. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate, you know, the jewels that you were dropping. I didn't catch all the show, but I appreciate the wisdom. And, you know, we'll definitely link up in the future and build, man. And, you know, we got to do what we got to do for the babies. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, Mike. You know I admire you. You my big brother. Go ahead and get that bread and get it in, man, and do them sessions, man. I'm gonna see you on Twitter, man. I'm gonna be watching them spies, man.
Very cool. Well,
all right, man. Stay up, man. Urban Union Radio, man. Y'all need to tune in, man. Ain't no game. You need to check out DJ Ice Mike on Twitter and follow him for real. That's what it is. We sitting here getting on some real deep shit right here, man. This dude done took us and switched the whole ship for the whole show.
I mean, y'all was already building, you know what I'm saying?
We was definitely building. You done took us to the next level and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's true though. We definitely need to acknowledge, you know, the situation that's going on here is people need to read up more and more going into, shout out to Robin Hoodness, you know, in the chat room and everything. We just missed DJ Ice Mike. We was getting real deep, you know what I'm saying, on the whole situation about, you know, our ancestors and just about people as a general. We need to wake up, America. We need to wake up. Internationally, us as a people, we need to wake up. Going into 2010, you know what I mean, we shouldn't be sitting here and acting like we androids, you know, especially when it comes to our music, you know, it comes to our everyday life. We need to change what is going on, you know, and like I said, I got a song right here from my boy, Archie Eversole, Keep Winning. We're going to come back and talk more about, you know, what do we see in 2010, what we taking with us, you know what I mean, and what have we learned. I mean, calling to send your Merry Christmas shout-outs and all that. Tomorrow's Christmas. I better get them gifts ready, you know, for them kids. I know them kids got the candy and all that stuff waiting for Santa Claus. It's sad to let them know that they ain't no real Santa Claus, but...
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Left
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a day winning.
Wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 stand up, they wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feeling safe for the soul, my pride I had to swallow. Now I had to hell and die because somebody's role model.
360 degrees.
Show them please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to get here, no way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beaten on the block now?
Ice Urban Union Radio, and we was talking about some real ish. He was real vexed, man. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a lot of nonsense out here. We had to put it on the table. Check out Urban Union Radio. Check him out. Also, we had Haiti Blues in the building. And we talked about a lot of stuff, man. And we started getting deep into the center of our people and energy and stuff. I got to give my quick movie reviews. For all those that had the misconceptions about Avatar, that was Keep Winning by Archie Evershow. Shout out to Hood, Robin Hooders. For all those that had the misconception about Avatar, because y'all was like, wow, why do they call it, you know what I'm saying, why would they go ahead and call that, you know, Avatar when we think, you know, it's the, you know, the last windbender, because everybody has watched the series, which was on Nickelodeon, Avatar, the last windbender. And James Cameron basically created the movie Avatar, and, you know, people were confused. But get off of that misconception, you know. You guys need to basically look at Avatar. Avatar takes three-dimensional animation to a whole new freaking level. I swear, this movie made me feel like I wanted to be a kid again. It made me want to be an avatar. I mean, it basically showed us, you know, the ability to love what's around us, nature and life, and what are we truly living for, you know? It's a great movie. The movie cost $400 million to make. The most expensive animated movie, like 3D movie ever. The lead star, Jake Sully, ex-Marine, paralyzed due to injuries from the military, and twin brother basically has died, and he has the same DNA. He's offered a chance of a lifetime to finish the research that his brother didn't finish. And, you know, Jake Sully gets into this, whole journey into really truly finding himself. And you know, Jake Sully, you know, supposed to go in there and learn the people, which are the Nabi, the avatars. Then he's supposed to drive the avatar body. And basically he finds out that, you know, hey, you know, I'm loving these people. I fall in love. But I'm not going to go too deep into it for the people that haven't seen it. It's totally futuristic. The colors, bright, beautiful colors. I mean, you actually feel like you're in the movie. I mean, it's so 3D. I mean, I've never seen three-dimensional animation like this before in my life. It surpasses anything I've seen. So I really implore you guys to definitely go and check it out. The avatars are like almost like 10 feet tall aliens. They're like super huge. But, I mean, it's awesome. It's action-packed. I thought I was going to be bored, but it actually kept me on my feet. It's like 3 hours long, but you wouldn't even feel like it's 3 hours. I mean, the movie and Jack Sully actually gets what he actually wanted in the end of the movie. But you have to go and watch it to find out what that is. Also, Armored. I went to see Armored. I saw two movies back to back. Armored, hot movie. You got your boy, which is the main lead. You got Lawrence Fishburne, the guy from, like I say, he's from Stomp the Yard that had, you know, Chris Brown and everything. He's the lead. His name is Ty, and it's basically, you know, a new coming armed security officer. It's an armed security officer, and basically he's an ex-Army, you know. Shout out to all my Army people who are, you know what I'm saying? Let me stop. That was Marines is hoorah. Hoorah to all the Army people. I'm ex-Army. So he's basically, you know, once you're an Army, you never go back. And it's embedded in you to help people and save people, you know, no matter what the situation is. So you got this guy named Ty. It's basically his father and mother died, and he's a newbie on the security force, and he basically has his godfather, which is this guy, and a whole team of people that are security officers. They're all going through their situations, and they basically want to rob their own heist. They want to fake like they got jacked, and they basically want to go and rob it, but, you know, situations occur and things go bad for the guys. Ty realizes that this is the wrong thing to do, and Ty takes it back to Iraq warfare, and we go in hard body. Armored is an action-packed movie. It's intense. I think it was kind of short for me. It was short like Precious. It's like, okay, so can they show what else happens afterwards? But it was kind of short for me. But check it out. Armored was definitely a wonderful movie. And for those people who are DVD watchers, if you haven't seen the movie Law Abiding Citizen, oh my God, this dude was one of the best movies in 2009 for me. This guy is you know, I don't even know. I call him a super genius. You have to see the movie to see what I'm saying. I mean, what's his name? Jamie Foxx did an excellent job, but the guy that was the lead, I can't even remember his name. He's the guy that played the king on 300. I mean, he was powerful in 300, but he was super powerful in this movie. So you guys need to check that out. And what's the other movie that I thought that was good this year? But those are my three movie reviews. Go check the movies out. Tell me what you think. Get back at me and let me know. Make sure that you guys log on to www.lushradioonline.com, signed up and network and everything like that. Yesterday I went and did a piece at Bus Boys and Poets. I did a poetry piece. I got a standing ovation. So it was great. I had fun. I haven't done it in a long time. Everybody, it's Christmas Eve, right? All the kids are so excited. They can't wait to check out their toys and all that stuff. But, you know, if you are really into the spirit of things, Christmas for us is every day. When you're able to wake up every day, when you're able to breathe, when you have a roof over your head and, you know, you're able to live another day to see your children grow, like, honestly, like, you know, that's enough. That's Christmas, you know. I mean, we get so caught up that we're willing to kill each other and hurt each other just to provide gifts or has something because we've been, you know, commercially brainwashed, you know, it's really not that serious. And a lot of people lose their lives during this time period. So we really need to think about things, you know, going into this new age and really think about stuff, you know. So, and I'm sorry to say, but Christmas is not the actual day that Christ was born. So really read on that. And the actual Christmas tree was part of a pagan holiday. And St. Nicholas was actually, you know, a saint, you know, that used to give kids stuff. But it wasn't a real actual Santa Claus. And on top of that, in the 1930s, you know, they basically, you know, decided that, you know, they wanted to create a substance to basically get more people to buy. And they created this whole need for people to buy things. Why do you think people go and lose their mind and you know, people are the most saddest this year? Because look, I mean, folks are robbing each other, killing each other, and stuff for what? Materialistic things that you can't take with you to the grave? You'll take somebody's life for something as simple as an iPod or a North Face jacket? Wow, what have we come to? What have we become, America? I don't know. Just wake up and think as we go into 2010 and really think about what we're really believing in. Think about it before we make decisions. I'm really proud and honored to be able to have a show like this, to talk freely amongst people and, you know, to have the support from different people, from different areas, from different states, from different countries, to hear different people's viewpoints about life. We need to stay more positive going into 2010. Take all the negativity and throw it away. Negativity doesn't do anything for us. We are true spirits. We are people of the light. We are people that, you know, deserve happiness. Stop robbing yourself of your own blessings. You know, a lot of us rob ourselves of our own blessings. You are meant to be blessed. So allow yourself, open your mind and open your heart out, you know. You know, open your mind and accept kindness in your heart. Start wearing this black cloud, around your neck and around your world, like, allow yourself to be happy. Just because you feel like you're miserable, don't make everybody else miserable. Try to love. Try to accept people for who they are. Try to understand people, you know? And remember, the hardest thing in life is understanding that people are not always going to be like us. That's one thing that is hard, but we have to understand that people are not going to be like us. So whatever you're doing going into this Christmas holiday, you know, be safe. You know, watch out. And remember, giving isn't something you just do on a holiday. Giving is something you do every day. You know, it's a karma. It's aura. It's energy that we pass from one another. It's not something that we do only on holidays. I think you should extend kindness every single day. This is what we are. We are human beings. The actual, you know, kindness in nature, this is what we are. And I wish they would bring back hip-hop. Where is hip-hop? Free hip-hop. That's my statement. Free hip-hop. You know, Robin Hood has said, basically, enjoy life while we have. And, you know, tomorrow's not promised to anyone, which is true. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. A lot of us don't take advantage of what we have here. For my loved ones, we get only one mother. We only get one father. We only get a couple of friends, and we only get really people who really truly love us. We need to acknowledge them. We need to let them know that we love them, because you never know. They can be gone at a blink of an eye. You have, I mean, on the news over here in the DMV, you know, over here in the DMV, we just had an elderly lady, 50-some years old, was struck by a drunk driver and immediately died. They've been married, her and her husband married for 15 years, both nurses, taken away from him in a blink of an eye. Cherish your life every day. Every day cherish your life, you know, and the parents the mothers, the fathers that you feel like you guys didn't talk to in 2009 or 2008 because you were mad because of certain reasons. Anger is something that, you know, can hold you back from your blessings. At least you can do what you can do in your heart, which is forgive. You might not forget, but forgive. It's not good to carry that anger all the way for the rest of your life. It's going to pull you back from things that you're destined to do. You know, my thing is like this. You know, you definitely need to go ahead and just love yourself. Self-love is a big thing this year, going into next year. Self-love, love yourself. You know, do unto those as you want done unto yourself. Love each other. Love your neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Let's show love this year. Stop hating. Stop, you know, stop being that crab in the barrel, you know. And bring out new music. We want real music. We want to stop seeing all this nonsense out there. Stop brainwashing us. American people, people all over, wake up. I'm tired. We're tired. We're fed up. The world, we know what's going on. We know what's going on, people. The memories that I have in 2009 is basically, you know, is life, you know, has been great for me, and I've learned a lot. Along with that is basically I've learned that, you know, God has been great and good. And I've also learned that, you know, that change is a must. Change is a must, and you have to be able to adapt to any situation. Like Jesus said, be like water. Be able to adapt. And for those that don't think that they're looking at you, you're looking. Be stealthy. Look when they think you're not looking. Move when you think they're asleep. The early bird always catches the worm. You have to stay powerful. You have to stay motivated, determined, and never stop. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter how they kick you down, no matter what they say you can't do or you can't accomplish, prove them wrong. The only person that can hold you back in life is yourself. You're your worst enemy. Look to that higher power, whatever spirituality that you are, and know it. Be assured in it and hold yourself in it. And never separate yourself from it. I don't get wrapped up in religion. Religion is man-made. I might quote the Bible, I might not. I might quote the words that higher power sent through me to teach the people. But either way, I know that higher power, he is here or she is there. What can I classify him in for something that has kept me alive? So many times I could have been dead, but I'm here. So for all the haters and all the people that don't want me to succeed, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm focused. We're going into 2010 with a better spirit, with our minds open, our hearts open, and we're ready to succeed. We're ready to build our communities back. We're ready to give back to our communities. We're here to teach our children to read. We're here to teach our children our culture. We're here, and we're not going nowhere. That's what I got to say. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Tomorrow's Friday. It's Christmas. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. And you guys, I know, happy Merry Christmas to everybody and their families. Enjoy, be safe. The girl, let's see, that's tomorrow's Friday at 7 o'clock. Freestyle Friday, follow Friday. It's going down tomorrow night. How to not. I'll see you there. If you have time, come through and check your girl. I'll be playing all new music from new artists. I need your honest feedback on what you think is going down tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Frosty the Snowman. I love you guys. Robin Hood is And Haiti, love you guys. Definitely support you guys in your whole movement. And you just support these poets out here doing their thing. I got a poem, and it's called, I don't even know what to call it, so it's the top of the dome. We're living in a society filled with so much corruption, and I feel like I'm having a malfunction in my brain, and I'm going insane, and we're spiraling down, down a hole of nothingness. My people, I call upon you. You say we have evolved from a time of slavery, from a time of oppression, from a time of not knowing oneself. But sometimes I feel like there's nothing left for us to grab onto. I feel like the world wants to destroy you, my people. The struggle does not continue just because they gave you a black president, just because they made the Emancipation Proclamation, just because they took the shackles off your feet, they really ain't gone. Just because they created schools where there was integration doesn't mean that there's still turmoil in this nation. We still here. All of our ancestors that fight the battle and still have the struggle, what were they fighting for? Are they fighting in vain? Because sometimes it feels like my whole world is going insane. My people, I call to you. What happened to the Josephina Bakers, to the Harriet Tubmans, to the Sojourner Truths? What happened, my people? What happened to the black power? We used to stand tall like a tower. They said let freedom ring, but it feels like we just reject our own freedom. We stand tall and say we look at a man and say that, oh, I'm going to blame the white man, but should we blame him or should we blame ourselves? Why? Because we continue to have a cycle of cycles of cycles to our children, to our grandchildren, to our generations amongst generations to feed this nation of corruption. When does the cycle stop? My people, I call to you. We all know what we've been through and what we've gone through, but where does change begin? Pacify us with things that you think might just make us happy, with iPods, with brainwashing subliminal messages through the television screen. I call it corruption. In bold face, in your face. And you might not understand that there's a master plan that stands before us. That higher power is the divine divinity that tells us that we cannot stop, that we cannot sit here and allow our culture, our nature to be diminished. I am here. I am woman. And I am proud of who I am. I am a human. We all share in this nature, in this life. Everybody's going through their own strife. But we don't realize what we're losing. The image of what really is in front of us. What is reality versus fantasy? And I honestly believe, like they said, you living in the matrix and I'm living in reality. Be an android if you may and try to portray something you really aren't. Realize the truth and let the heavens spark. If we were living in a real world that really knew what was really going on, we would have a revolution. We would have a revolution. We would have a revolution. If we were standing in the real world that realized what was going on, if we was living in the real world that people knew that they're getting fake every single way that they can, we would have a revolution, a revolution. I implore you, I invoke you, I invoke the spirit of our ancestors, I invoke the spirit of who you truly are, and I challenge you to have a revolutionary awakening. Wake up. Breathe. Look to your right, look to your left, and realize what is my true purpose? Am I truly being me? Think about that, and that's that piece from your girl, Leslie Lush. Going into 2010, be who you really are, and do you. Be yourself. Be in the building. Your girl, Leslie Lush, love y'all. Peace. Love. And you know what I'm saying? Get that belly full, man. Eat for me. You know what I'm saying? Pop a bottle for me. Your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. And I'm out. I'm going to keep winning no matter what, man. No matter what they say. No matter what they do, I'm going to keep winning. Shout out to Archie Eversole, you know what I'm saying, for keep going winning and keep doing this thing. I love your music, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see you in the next side, 2010. We can't stop. We won't stop. You going? Y'all never going to stop us. How can you stop us? You'll never. Because why? Because we keep winning.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face, lay you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Love
is dead, bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
See you winning ever since the beginning. $500 10 of D, wanna see you in. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by. Tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feel the tank full of salt. My pride I had to swallow. Now I had to hell to die because somebody's role model. You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see on TV, it ain't easy to be me. And even when I'm fed up, always gonna keep my head up. Mama raised her a ride and survivors never give up. Anytime that you fall, just make sure that you get up. Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Shoulda please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top.
Can't stop, won't stop.